Hello, it's Phil Henry here, and welcome to our pre-show for Monday. We have a best of Raccoon and Baboon. I'm really looking forward to this. It was from the creative curation, if you will, of Rory MacLeod, finding the best of Doctors Raccoon and Baboon. These two guys came about as a result of Dean Wheeler's yoga classes. And that came about me just kind of messing around with the word yoga, yogo. And it turns out that, Dean Wheeler has this yoga class, and there's these two guys in New York City who claim that they invented yoga, only it's called Yogo, and they have the Yogo Institute in New York, and they're a couple of scam artists, but nonetheless, they are Doctors Raccoon and Baboon, and it's kind of interesting listening to their evolution in this best of tape that we have for you here on this Monday, man. Here in New York City, our last fucking show is tonight. And I say that with great love and respect. This has been the first experience I've ever had is doing a professional theater presentation. It's the first time I've ever worked in actual, you know, off-Broadway theater. And what I learned from all of these great actors that I worked with is amazing stuff. I mean, just all kinds of shit, man. Stagecraft. It's, as I've said to you guys before, it's really where you learn how to be an actor. And the guys that I worked with, experienced stage actors, really down-to-earth people, man. No fucking ego happening that's too crazy. You know, they're all just wanted to do a good show. And dealing with all the shit we had to deal with, which in many cases had to do with, just screwball notes and nothing too screwy. But, you know, sometimes you don't understand what the producers want from you or the director and things like that. But I'm really grateful for this experience, and I know it's made me a better a better actor. I can just sense the things that I was able to put into place and use. Anyway, I'm getting into a whole lot of bullshit. So tonight is the last show, and then on Tuesday, tomorrow morning, I'm in a car. I'm on my way to JFK, hopping on that plane and coming home to Satellite Beach. And to a Jackie Girl, and to a Thunder, and to, life as it proceeds. We have at least one voiceover gig that we've got in Los Angeles in early December. It's going to be very challenging, man, how I work this shit out between two coasts, but we're going to do it. And, I'm looking forward to what the world has to offer over the next... because you know what, man, like a year ago, I didn't think I'd be in this position. Pretty sure I was going to sell the house, but I thought I was going to stay in LA and move closer to town. But instead, I've sort of cast my fate to the wind a little bit by selling the house and, you know, and moving closer to Jackie, kind of committing to that relationship. At the same time, deciding that, we'll work the career out as we work the career out. You know, we don't have to necessarily be in Los Angeles. And, what that led to was being cast in this play, meeting a lot of actors from New York, and how things happen in New York, how those guys are dealing. And they're all also people that work in California as well. Getting that experience was amazing. And moving forward with not just the, acting, but also voiceover. Because like I said, we got a really good gig coming up. So I think we've come a ways, man, in the last 12 months. That's kind of how I see my life, you know. The only thing bad about this trip, I haven't slept worth a shit. I mean, honest to God, I cannot fucking sleep. I've slept, you know, but I haven't, like, a good, solid 8 hours, that kind of shit, no. No. You know, it's been up and down and back and forth and, you know, getting up and eating or getting up and drinking something or getting up and just staring into this, you know, the void. It just is very... I don't know, man. It's just difficult for me to relax in terms of... So I'll be really happy to get back to my, you know, bed. And then getting sick was kind of a fucking drag. If I had it to do over again, I would have brought a mask with me and put that motherfucking mask on as soon as I saw so many people working within such close proximity of each other. But that's just me. But for 4 years when I wore a mask, I didn't get a cold. When I took the mask off, I got a fucking cold. So I don't need... any real heavy-ass analysis to know what that's all about. So it's going to be fun, man, coming home. Listen to today's Best of Baboon and Raccoon. I love you. We'll talk to you.